Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, it is the Instant Match Reaction. It was Watford 0, it was Liverpool 5, and it was a thoroughly pleasant start to the weekend. I'm Paul Mitch, I'm joined by Steve Hall for this one in the studio. Steve, yeah, just great. You know, I've seen plenty of great Liverpool performances over the last 4 or 5 years. It's become the norm by and large. But one thing I thought was just amazing compared to some of those is that this looks like a different beast. This looks like, remember Liverpool saying last season that they were going to attack the league. They weren't going to defend their title, they were going to attack it. And I think we're seeing now the Liverpool that we were supposed to see last season.
It's a killer mentality, a ruthlessness about them. There's a hunger. I think they realised last season hurt them. You know, they didn't really get a chance to defend the title. And listen, they could have had everyone fit, and City could still have, because City are brilliant. Yeah. But we didn't even make a fight of it. They didn't get a chance of it for a million different reasons. There's anger to Liverpool. They look like killers. I think that's the best way of saying it, just ruthlessness, like just stamping on throats. And I think, to be honest, the AC Milan game since then, when we let them back into it, I think there's been a desire then. And I bet you're in training, Pep Linders and Klopp, all that. Remember AC Milan?
And Brentford as well have a little bit of that as well. I'm sure they hurt those results. Yeah. But the beauty of them is that we've had our, and this has been so true of Klopp teams, we've had our down moments, we've had our learning experiences, but remained unbeaten. And that's, you get away with one when that happens. And to be able to take that and use that as a positive is brilliant. It's almost the best of both worlds, because we've now got this incredible run of people not being able to beat us. And we're adding that, as you said, that like we're just going to go and score three today. Oh, three, we've got three. Cool, what's next? Should we try and score four? Yeah, let's try and score five. Just glorious.
I mean, yeah, ruthless, amazing. We've got the best player in the world, which helps. I've seen the best players in the world, or, you know, we had Luis Suarez when he was in that, you know, in that category, and they're just difference makers. They just panic other players. And Mo Salah's playing probably better than Suarez did in that 13-14 season. He's just unstoppable. And he terrifies teams, and he there's nothing he can do. Like, they sat back today. They were banks of four. At one point, they were 4-5-1, and the one was like centre mid. Yeah. Everyone was behind him, and still Liverpool just picking passes, popping it off. And then Mo Salah's in space. And I just don't, like, it makes no sense how he is, because he shouldn't be, because he's the main fella. But, and even when he's not, he just dances around them and scores anyway. It was just, we're at a level now where, like, it's almost a norm, and that's crazy. Like, that, if this is, oh yeah, Liverpool are going to score three today. Like, you walk into a game, and if they don't score more than three, you're kind of surprised almost.
Well, you were asking the question on the BT Sports coverage, I think it was Jake Humphrey saying, like, why did people not think Liverpool are going to be like this? And the simple reason is, and they touched upon this, is because everyone thinks transfers are the be-all and end-all. So people went, Liverpool didn't win the league, and they didn't really spend lots, so therefore they'd lost. And these other teams, and I was really great to see them finally get this analysis right, is to say, and I think it was McManaman who gets a lot of stick, he's like, Liverpool have done, like, Champions League final, 97 points Champions League winners, 99 points Premier League winners, got them completely and utterly undercut by injuries. Liverpool are at the level. There's no level beyond what Liverpool are at. There might be, you can, you know, because City have proved you can get a couple more points, but realistically speaking, there's a very thin bracket at the very top, and Liverpool are in it. Everyone else is trying to play catch up to us. You can't go any faster or go any harder. Well, actually, we're actually seeing a little bit this season where maybe we are, but that's the point. This has always been Liverpool's level, but it's actually quite funny to see people almost going, oh. oh, this is, like, they're surprised by it. It doesn't really surprise me.
You don't have to sign Jack Grealish and Cristiano Ronaldo and Romelu Lukaku to be great if you're already great. Liverpool have been great for 3-4 years, and they had a bad year where half the team got injured and they still came third and qualified for the Champions League and done all right, like, relatively for what it was.
There's proof, sorry, Steve, that the Man United second place and Liverpool second place in 18-19 are two completely different sports.
Yeah.
Almost. You know, that is a Liverpool side who would have won the title all but two of the entire seasons of the Premier League history versus a Man United side who finished second by proxy because no one else got their act together enough to put any more of it. They were never in a title race. Mm-hmm. It was City's from the moment they put the foot to the floor and we fell off. But yeah, it's like, that's it. Ronaldo's great, and it must be exciting to go and sign those kind of things, but I'd much rather just have a gelled team full of world-class players playing this kind of footy.
And Ronaldo wasn't there to extend the gap from Liverpool. Ronaldo was there to close the gap to Liverpool. And I know that's mad because United finished above us,
yeah,
but United didn't finish above Liverpool. They finished above a walking wound at Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo and Lukaku helped Chelsea.
They finished above our League Cup team.
They were there to close the gap. And to be fair, they might, and they still could, because they're both very good teams, very good players. But this is our level. Liverpool's level is a 90-plus point team, same as Manchester City's level is. Mm-hmm. Chelsea and now United have to prove it. This Liverpool team today, that's the title-winning Liverpool. That's the Liverpool of 2 years ago, three years ago. We were just absolutely brilliant, where teams come and execute a game plan, and the game plan blows up in their faces within 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We get the goal, wonderful goal. And then it's all better off. Sometimes you go into these early kickoffs, away game, new manager, blah, 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 and you think, oh, they're going to keep it tight for 10, 15 playing. But we didn't let them because we just, you know, Mo Salah decided, you know what I'm going to do? Outside of the foot, perfect ball in, goal. And once we're 1-0 up, they're not coming back. Mm-hmm. They're just not, because they're not good enough.
And to the point, you know, we had a little bit of worry about it, and the Brentford game is fresh in the memory, of course. You know, you have concerns that things might get thrown away. The point is, Brentford got to a position where they were overloading and they were throwing caution to the wind and going at us. Ranieri, that tactic of parking the bus or trying to park the bus or getting bodies back and into the box, that works when it's really well drilled and well rehearsed. And moreover, it worked against us last season because we had lots of other things missing. I mean, you look at the Mane goal. It's Van Dijk's ball, isn't it? I think to Salah. And again, that takes the entire pit. It takes the entire boat form with both teams out of the game with a ball from centre half. These are things we've now got added to our sort of repertoire again. Mm-hmm. It was stupid, and I get it. You know, he'll argue that if he went a bit more expansive, we'd have beat them either just as badly or whatever. He's trying to put something in place, but yeah, they never got set, and we never lost our heads. We moved it with purpose. We moved it with pace. And let's just focus on one player in particular, Danny Rose. He used to be a really good left back. I know people were criticising his weight and his conditioning and what have you, and he did. He looked miles off it. But Mo Salah, a great piece of advice from someone years ago is, if you're ever in a situation where there's a gang of people, and maybe, you know, the people you don't want to get into a fight with, but you could individually take any of them, but collectively you don't, you pick on the weakest one and say, I'm just going to focus on battering you and see if you can make a laugh out of it. And that's what we did. Salah just went, right, you, don't worry about anyone else. I am going to absolutely ruin you. And he just did, and Danny Rose, the moment he did that knock round and ran round, Danny Rose was never the same player again.
No, well, to be fair, I'm in the Club Legends Discord chat for Fredman TV subscribers here, and Jith just wrote, just Mo Salah ending Danny Rose's career, really.
Hmm?
Might have done. Like that, it's hard to come back from that if you're Danny Rose. That was bad.
That's his carriest moment.
Really, really bad. And it was all, and even the last kick of the game is him getting skimmed by Neco Williams and getting beat to a ball, and that showed, like, his heart had gone almost. Mo Salah had ripped his heart out,
yeah,
and Neco Williams was feasting on the carcass that were left almost.
That's Neco Williams reaping the rewards of Mo Salah being the best player in the world all game long, to that point, like, he tries to stick a foot out, and we've all done that tackle. Ugh. That's the 5 minutes to go, the game's lost, and you're knackered, and you go, oh well, if a foul in who's asked, if I give away a penalty, who cares, the game's done.
When Salah's has him backpedaling and twists him into a pretzel, and then he goes down pretending he's injured because he's just knackered, and his head had gone. Liverpool, again, before I said before, they smelled blood, and I don't know if the game plan was always that, because we have attacked down our right a lot, but it became even more of a focus, because I think as soon as they see Mo Salah kick on round, they had him run round them, they're thinking, right, well, there's where our goals are coming from. Let's do that. And then we did. And then it drags Watford over, and the second goal comes from the exact opposite side because they're over here.
Well, it's the difference between this and last season. Obviously, we, having the guys to build at the back from, having that basis in place makes a massive difference to how we play. But Salah was doing Salah things last season and drawing all that attention. And then Firmino and Mane couldn't finish the dinner,
yeah.
Whereas they are now.
Yeah.
Like Firmino is the goals to minutes ratio is like the best in the world at the moment. Mane is who's supposed to be like washed up. So Dan Kenner put a great tweet out about this, and all these players that have had these, like, I mean, again, I don't like to go too much on all the whinging you get on social media, but there's been tons of it and loads of, just, it's just anxiety and it's fear, and I've been saying this all along. I know people take it to heart, and I know it matters all so much to us, but some people sometimes just need to chill out and actually listen to some of the voices when people say it's probably going to be fine. You better banking on it being fine from world-class footballers, yeah, than non-world-class footballers. And God knows we've banked on non-world-class footballers for many, many years in the Premier League. We've had lots of lads who were nowhere near this good. Trust them to come good. And that's what they've done this season. We were clinical. And that's the difference. You focus on Mane, and what does that do? That gives space for you focus on Salah, gives space for Mane, gives space for Firmino. And you go, well, hang on, let's go and close Mane down. And it does the other side. You can't stop three. And if we then add a fourth, which we do sometimes, which was catered at times, which was Milner at times,
yeah.
Henderson actually went up and supported at times. You're then we're in their head, and you don't know where best to put yourself. Their defensive line was all over the place, and we absolutely murdered them. It was just great.
Yeah, we were brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Like I say, lay the marker down to everyone else. Liverpool aren't going nowhere. This Liverpool team are here to stay. And again, the main fellow with number 11 on his back, he's not carrying the team because the team are playing well, mm-hmm, but he's elevating them a little bit. Like, he's dragging everyone along. He's like, right, I want to win this league, I want to win all the trophies, I want to get paid loads of money, get a new whatever it is. He's dragging people with him,
yeah.
And
it's a bit like if you're running, like you're doing a marathon or whatever, and everyone's there and they're all together and everyone's cheering each other, helping each other along, but you've got a guy there who's just better. So everyone's there, they're all going to cross the finish line, and they're all helping each other, and the ones who are toward the back of the pack, the pack's all there, but Salah's like the one who's out front. He's just fitter than everyone, and he's stronger than everyone, and he's more talented than everyone, and he's just going, come on. And you always say your team's only as good as your best player, and Liverpool have kind of defied that a bit under Klopp, because we've been a team better than the sum of our parts to some extent. But now Salah's just gotten to a point now where he's the sum of the parts. He's better. He's actually better than the sum of the parts. But when you do that, he does bring the level up, yeah, of those around him. And that's why we're seeing a Salah even better, and Liverpool are doing what they've been doing, but they're actually we're scoring 17, 18 goals, but with 18, 19 and 19, 20's defence. Yeah. Mad.
That's easy when he breaks the record, 32 Premier League goals in 38 games. He looks better now than he did then.
Yeah.
He looks better, he looks sharp, he looks fit. I mean, he's an absolute specimen of a man. I think people sometimes maybe doesn't get spoken about enough. I think on our show we probably talk about it too much, which reflects a little bit about how we feel, but that's fine. Yeah. And he is, but like that, I referenced that bit in the watch song where like the defender starts to close him down and he just bounces off him. A 6 foot defender just is on the floor because Mo Salah just decided to put him there. And then, but what else can he do? Well, he can play the pass with the outside of his foot. Oh, by the way, he can dance through. He's like, you know, like a ballerina. The ball's not moving, most Al's moving, and there's fellas just falling at his feet, just jumping on the floor because he can't deal with him to score that goal. He's at a different level. He's just unbelievable. But like I say, others are reaping the reward. So Bobby Firmino scores a hat-trick from, like, what, 10 yards added all together. That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
Bobby, when the team is as good as it is, we love the fact that Bobby Firmino can. And like, there'll be games when he has to go round, he has to run around, he has to press, flicks, one-twos. In games like this, when those two are as good as they are, and the midfield and everything's functioning, he could just be a number nine.
Yeah,
he could just go and stand up front and score a hat-trick from there. It's fine.
Be in the right place at the right time. And again, goes back to 17. This is 17, 18, Bobby.
Yeah.
He's doing his bits and pieces, but then his just ability to arrive in the right place at the right time. And I think sometimes it's hard because he does so much work off the ball, and he's playing 50 odd games a season plus internationals on top of that. You know, actually, you look at our front three, and this is true. Salah, I put a tweet out about this because I've been thinking about this for a little while. That's Salah's first proper pre-season for us.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe discounting the summer he signs for us, to be honest. That's probably
it, yeah.
But the point is, I mean, and he's coming in that proper in that he's a Liverpool player and he's settled and he knows everyone. He's not dedicating any mental power to actually learning people's names and all that
getting
kind of
transfer
stuff.
Box stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly doesn't have to learn anyone's names now because we don't sign anyone. So that's absolutely fine. But he and Bobby Firmino as well. It's another one where he's had a little bit more of a preseason, and obviously having the injuries as well, and then he's just had that international break off. So he's actually not even match fit yet, Firmino. So he actually needs now 5 games just to get to his level again, which is normally would be a concern, but that's amazing because that means he's nowhere near the red zone in terms of his overall fitness. You're not running him ragged. You're not running him into the ground. And that's the problem with Bobby. You eventually lose things. He looks fast. Yeah. When he's like this, he looks quick over a few yards, and people complain about that sometimes. He looks great. And again, Mane looks a bit like on the back end of all this as well. He's psychologically got over whatever was battering his head last year. That goal is, that's Mane. That's our Sadio Mane. That's best in the world, don't do if buts and maybe Sadio Mane. That takes a first time, doesn't even think about it, doesn't even breathe, scores, and now he's up and running.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think Liverpool, in time, we've needed Bobby to function more, to be better. I think when everything behind him is right, and we don't have to run the bollocks off him, basically, we don't have to run him into the ground. If he can just be what he was today, and to be fair, he still puts a shift in, don't get me wrong, he's still pressing, he's still getting involved.
He'd be sharper, we might actually open, do that more.
Before he scored, he looked a bit sluggish, didn't he? But it's fine, because what we had behind him was more than enough. When he has to drop in and become that fourth midfielder, then you might lose a little bit. He isn't there to poke that one off that Ben Foster saves because he's too deep. Where in this build, he was able to be in the build-up, and because we were so good, he was able to drift into the box unmarked a couple of times. When he's running his bollocks off, he probably can't make that third, fourth, fifth sprint because he's killed himself almost. I think that, and I think credit, to be fair, goes to the midfield. I think we used the word balanced earlier on, when we were sitting just after the shows, the midfield looked balanced. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a Henderson, Keita, Milner midfield on paper, it doesn't look like it's got that much balance.
No.
It looks like it might be lacking a little bit of legs, maybe, and a little bit of creativity, especially from the two English lads, more so than Naby Keita. Tiny lads, defensively, Naby Keita was throwing tackles in, and James Milner was making assists and having shots. So the balance was amazing. I mean, and the two towers behind them were just unbelievable, and that helps as well. Like Van Dijk's heading the ball to himself at one point, Joel Matip's just Bobby Moore tackles where he's standing up, getting up and running away with it. perfect, absolutely perfect. When the team functions like that, Liverpool won't lose games, and they'll win 99% of the games. Like, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. What I love, Paul, as well, I think it's what you mentioned, squads and transfers and stuff. Like, we've got five lads out injured or unavailable. So our goalie, our best defensive midfielder, two young kids, and our other world-class midfielder, Ti, all unavailable. And yet, we still brought on three pretty good subs, three full international subs. We still snotted the team, and we took the heart of them, and we destroyed them. Yeah. It's all right. It was fine. It was, you know, it's not as bad as you think. There are areas where we might struggle if players are injured, but more so than ever, we look like a good, hungry squad depth. Like, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's Liverpool's eighth best midfield. That's brilliant. That's a good place to be. Like I say, dominance, just absolute dominance.
We didn't need Diogo Jota today.
No. Nope. Minamino, Origi all sat down, didn't need, just because these three boxed it off, and we'll take the fullbacks off, give them a sit down. James Milner, go and have a rest, mate. You're knackered. Yeah. Have a chill. Perfect.
But they got, and the point about that as well is that I think that's, again, part of the game plan this time around, is that a lot of the time we'd like rested in possession. It's just a defence, and you don't need to run yourself ragged. We're going to run ragged, but we're going to use our squad, and we're going to keep this level up by bringing lads in and bringing fresh bodies. Get to that point, we took Andy Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold off in one game of football, because we'd earned the right to do whatever we wanted to do with that football match. It wasn't like it's 1-0 or it's 2-0, and you're going, do you want to throw, are you throwing Nico Williams in for the last 5-10 minutes? At any, in a, you know, and in most kind of situations, no, you're not. Because, not because he's not good enough, I think he's good, Nico Williams. I know he gets a bit of stick, and I think he'll likely come good, or he might need a loan, but either way, he's clearly a talented footballer. He's clearly got the raw elements. He's too good on the ball to not be a good footballer. But the point is, you've earned that, so you can come and you can use him. And that might have been Champions League. You know, he might have had to wait till the Champions League, other than that. Or he might have had to wait for the Preston game before he's getting a look in. And now you're giving him the confidence, and he's come in and he's bagged an assist. Yep. You know, and a brilliant one at that, in terms of his composure in the final third. And yeah, so we've flexed all of our different muscles, you know, more than you know. Normally it's like, you know, you look like a team that maybe skip leg day sometimes. But it's now we're like, you know, we're a bit like Mo. We're like showing off random ones that you didn't even think about.
The hand before. Muscles. That
yeah, out, yeah, 100% on that.
I think it matters that it's early, not early, but sorry, it's on TV as a standalone game as well. I think that does count. Like, some people who watch this around the world, who watch Liverpool on TV every week and get access to every game, it's a bit different in England, obviously. That's the only game in town. Everyone's eyes are watching it. That's a message, and it's like if City go and beat someone 5-0, it's like, oh, because sometimes they're playing when we're playing, you don't really get it. You see highlights and stuff. No, we've just done that. The world was watching. All eyes on Liverpool, first game back after the break. Bang.
Yeah.
Cards on the table. Here's what we've got. If you can beat us and keep up with us,
yeah,
fair play to you, but here's what we've got.
Well, that's the thing, is that the double-edged sword, playing the early game, you know, we start the weekend behind Chelsea.
Yeah.
So if you drop any points and they go and do what you expect title challenging Chelsea to go and do, they're extending the lead, and then all of a sudden you're playing catch-up, and you know, you just know you can't afford that. So there's an anxiety that comes with that. And we do this, we live in our own heads a lot with those early kickoffs, because we've said it before, Klopp doesn't really like them, we don't really like them. Sometimes we're a bit underwhelming in them, particularly on the back of internationals or midweek games. And the fact that we've dealt with that, and I know Watford are a bit crap, you know, and I know their manager's not, you know, he's only just coming in and getting settled and starting a new philosophy and all that. Who's asked? We went away to their ground. They've got players who can hurt us. Yeah. You know, Ismail Assar
would have hurt us.
Yeah, exactly. Ismail Assar would not look out of place in a Liverpool squad. You know, for an example, they've got some decent footballers, and I know whatever conditioning and all that kind of stuff. Danny Rose is a better left back than he's had a better in his career. He's been a better left back than he was today.
I'm a better left back than he was today. Yeah.
Moussa Sissoko, you know, again, he didn't wow people at Spurs, but he actually had a couple of seasons where he was good.
He was good for
World Cup winning, international midfielder. I know they're very old and they're very tired, and they've got a 40-year-old YouTuber in goal, you know, which is not far off. He's slightly older than me. But again, to the point, it's 5-0. It's 5-0. You can put to bed all of it. Are they a bit crap? Because you don't beat teams 5-0.
That was Claudio Ranieri's biggest defeat in the Premier League ever.
Yeah.
I mean, bear in mind, Chelsea and Leicester won the league, so you can get it. But he had a pretty crap Fulham last season and stuff like that. And first time he's ever been absolutely snotted like that. And to be fair, I watched his post in the match interview, and he was like, yeah, Sam, we were rubbish. We learned a lot about some players. Like what I think he said, I learned a lot about my players. Mm-hmm. I think he's learned that some of them, I would be worried about, if, like, But I don't think Danny Rose is going to be the first person who Mo Salah takes the soul of. And he won't be the last. You know, he won't. Yeah. He's not the first and he won't be the last because he was brilliant and he dragged us to it. Goal, assist, amazing.
It was just inevitable that he was going to score. It wasn't inevitable that he was going to score that goal. But like, he has a couple of good shots, a couple of good saves from Foster in either half. He has the one where he just heavy touches it and gives it back to Foster in the first half. But you know, the good thing about Salah is he's a man who's playing like he's just very comfortable in his own skin. I think you reach these points in your life in different areas. I've certainly never had it physically like that. I've never had it in a sporting sense like that. Although maybe when I played a lot of footy as a young kid, you'd have games where you just everything feels like it's within your sphere of influence, but you'd have it. I've had it in recent years in you know what we do and stuff, where you're in your groove, you know what you're doing, and Salah's like that, where the creativity of him, he's not playing this season like a man who feels like he needs to score the first goal, otherwise we're not going to win. He's playing like a lad who's just going to play to his best. He's going to trust his instincts, and if it means playing someone else in to score, cool. Well, he'll get an assist today. But he'll probably get a goal because if he keeps playing like that, he'll just put people on their arse and bag one on his own.
And I think the celebration says a lot, actually, because it is like, get on what I've just done. Have you out there all going mad, get on me. I am fucking brilliant at footy. Just come and adore me and I promise I'll keep delivering for you. And he's like, if I scored that goal, I'd be mental. I would lose my calm, for lack of a better word, and there's probably swear words they can use as well. He was like, yeah, I'm Mo Salah. That's what I do. Have a look. I'll keep doing it for you. Just keep giving me the ball. Keep picking me. Keep me here for a start, and I'll just keep delivering this time and time and time again. He's on a level, Paul, where it's like, I don't know, I'm going to say it anyway. He's got the Messi skills and the Ronaldo physique. Like, he's got both.
Yeah.
And that's not to say either of those aren't fit or vice versa, but he looks like a little squashed up, really strong, muscly fella, and he's dancing around fellas, and he's a killer, and his instincts are just ridiculous. And he's the best player in the world.
And he's got a beaming smile on his face while he's doing it as well. Yeah. Yeah, like, again, that's what I mean. It doesn't look like he's toiling to do this. No. He looks like he's just smooth. He's in his groove. Yeah, he's working away at it. It's just great. A couple of comments before we wrap up here. Ned says, Paul, do you think the draws to Brentford and Man City will come back to bite us? It's impossible to know at this point. It feels like, I'll be honest, Ned, like, there's better things to worry about at the moment.
I suppose, listen, a draw to City's fine. Who knows? Because, listen, Man City could go on a 15-game winning streak. They can't because they're that good. But flip side, they might not. Like, Brentford beat Arsenal. They're playing Chelsea. Who knows how that's going to go on? We don't know. Come back to haunt about a phrase. Like, we can go to the Etihad and win. And then you're plus three on Man City over a season. So I don't know. It's one of those where, I don't think the City one, I don't say you can come back to haunting you, because I think a draw was a fair result in that. And it was kind of a fair result. I know we could have killed Brentford with the Salah chance and stuff, but I don't think the ones where you come away thinking, we got stitched up there. They were fair enough results.
I don't think you can judge anything on what Liverpool have done until we start playing some teams between sort of 5th and 12th in the league, because we haven't played, I don't think we've really played any of them so far this season. We've played a lot of teams that you'll think will be in and around the relegation fight, who are definitely bottom half, and we've played our two biggest rivals as well. And I think you need to beat all of the dross, and then you need to, and I think if you can just try and negate the top, if you can negate City and Chelsea, so you're not giving anyone a major advantage, then you're laughing there. It's because those other teams, again, those 5th to 12ths, they're the teams that City drop points against and Chelsea randomly drop points against. And
City do with Southampton.
But we historically don't. Yeah. We tend to actually drop to rubbish out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. If we can continue to be good in those games, we should be fine. They're the things that are going to define it. And that's why Brentford won maybe more, because I think they will fall into that category. I think they might only finish 12th, but I think they're good enough to be in that batch of good football. And
will City rue getting beat by Spurs and drawing with Southampton? Like, we just... It is what it is. What I would say is I'd expect both of those sides to get more than 90 points. At some point, like, in and around, I think we definitely will. Think City more than likely will. Chelsea can as well. It's hard to, you know, rue it. We haven't lost. They've lost that. They lost their first game of the season to Spurs. That's a worse result now, because Spurs look dog crap. Mm-hmm. Like, that looks a bad result. The one that irks Liverpool more than anything is probably drawing them against 10-man Chelsea, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry too much. Like, if you're not losing games and you get someone sneaks a draw, it's not the end of the world. So I think I'd be fine, Ned. We're all right, Ned. I think we're sound.
I agree. So Harry Lewis with the £2 super chat. Thank you, Harry. He says, let's get the Mo agenda for Ballon d'Or. Love, lads.
I was going to say, Mo, fit your suit, go and get some photos like this because you deserve it. Probably get, you know, practice holding the Ballon d'Or. Like, he more than deserves it. He's been like, because we were so crap again last season, he was brilliant. He was scoring every week. He dragged us almost to that third place finish by himself. He more than deserves. Listen, Benzema's probably in the mix. Lewandowski's had a really good season. Erling Haaland, they're all top players.
He'll be underserved this year just because they weren't on the radar last year. I think if we got a bit further, if we'd gotten past Real Madrid, it might have been a different question.
Yeah.
But again, I said this on the Match Reaction show, whatever. His aim is next year's Ballon d'Or because he's in the league with Ronaldo. So people can literally stand him side by side and say, has he got more goals and assists than Ronaldo? Yes. Well, there you go. He's got the AFCON.
A World Cup at the end and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got the ability there to add some major silverware as well as playing brilliantly in a brilliant side in Liverpool. I've got no doubt Liverpool will be in contention for the league and the Champions League this season. Will we win it? Who knows? It's October. Yeah. Your aim is semi-final and to be in the running for the last 10 games of the season in touching distance. And to be able to win it in the final stage of the season is all you can ask. And then if you're there, then it's possible. You can just, you know, you can lose to a deflected goal, or your goalie, as we've seen, can just drop one in. Shit can happen.
Your captain can fall over. Shit happens.
Well, exactly.
Put yourself in a position to do it.
100%. Right, that is the Instant Match Reaction. Thank you so much for joining us for this show. If you want more from us, the Final Word Show is streaming live to our subscribers on the RedmenTV.com and Cult Hero and Wonder Kids, that's the one, members on YouTube, 10:30 Monday morning for more Liverpool Watford chat. If you need more to keep you entertained in the meantime, then please do head over to the redmentv.com. We've got the full interview in conversation with Paddy the Baddie, UFC's breakout Scouse star, and Liverpool's head of goalkeeping, John Achterberg, for some incredible insight into our goalkeeping situation, how it's run, how we went about securing scouting Alisson Becker, and
why Damien Comolli didn't sign Neuer. Who else did he want? He wanted Tesegan.
Yeah.
He wanted Neuer. No, it was fine, honestly. Who was the other one? There was one more.
It's brilliant.
And
the Neto story as well, of how Liverpool wanted Neto and ended up with Adam Bogdan instead. Do check that out and a whole host of other things as well. So if you want to support what we do, it is boss. And also, last shout as well, to get hold of your Red Men Christmas jumpers, knitted jumpers. The pre-order closes 17th. That is tomorrow. So if you want to get one, there you go. Wonderful, Steve. If you want to guarantee one in time for your Christmas parties and all that kind of stuff, then go to redmanmerch.com. And
that's there's also there, yeah.
Brilliant stuff over there. We've got a Boss Bobby Firmino t-shirt, which we showed off earlier as well. Right, thanks. Boss afternoon. Hopefully the weekend results. Just one last thing. I had a quick look at the table. Obviously, it's live scores at the moment. City 1-0 up, but we've scored at the moment right now. We've scored 7 more goals than Manchester City.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Us, like, nobody ever scores more goals than Man City. Early doors, but positive doors nevertheless. Right, have a boss weekend. See us all soon. Ta-da.